So I'm going to go get an alcohol drink because I'm going to need it.
Warning, this episode has explicit content not suitable for anyone under 18.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Luis, a.k.a. Truth.com, a.k.a. your favorite socio. And today I got with me my boy, the one and only.
Your maybe mama's favorite DJ, DJ motherfucking Crispin. What up, you hoes, you sluts, you skanks, you fucking prostitutes. All everything in the motherfucking list. Hope you're all doing well. Thank you for listening.
I think I fit into each one of those. Talk and hobby, not drinking, so I still got a tall can of soda, though.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn. And your girl, Nova Marie.
There you go. Why are you not drinking, hobby?
Because I got drunk and went off on my girl.
Did y'all hear that? His girl. Tell us more.
Damn. Yep.
I thought because he couldn't breathe, that's why he took the puff of inhaler.
Everybody knows Javi has an inhaler. His body can't do the one thing it needs to stay alive.
Fuck that. Fuck that. Javi, you have a girl? The fuck?
When did that happen? Inhaler,
my asthma.
Don't know. Rewind, motherfucker.
Second question, you going off on her actually made you stop drinking? What the fuck's happening to you?
I went off on her birthday, bro.
That's even better. But why stop drinking?
Because I overdid it. I'm not going to stop. Just not going to do it as much.
Damn. You already put your foot down and fucking be like, it's my way or the highway. And you're like, yes,
oh, man. I did tell her that. I did tell her that. But then I was like, she's not wrong.
Okay, but why? What happened? Why did you snap on her?
So it was her birthday. There was a birthday party at her house. And me and her had just, we weren't even together yet. And she told me to come through, like she took me with her. And I didn't know nobody there. And she was over there with her family and she left me by myself.
Oh, she left you?
Yeah, well, she didn't leave me, but like she was coming around like, do you need anything? Do you want another drink? But she was over there with her family and her friends.
That doesn't sound like a bad thing.
It doesn't.
I know, but still, I was drunk and I wanted it to be bad.
I'm childish. I wanted attention.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah.
It's like, it's your birthday, but it's all about me.
Mr. Lonely over there.
I pulled up and I was like, this was in TJ, by the way.
What the fuck?
I was like, I pulled up to where she was, but I came around her friends and I was like, hey.
Question.
What happened?
So is your girlfriend from TJ?
Yeah.
So how many times have you cheated on her already?
Okay. Chris, first of all, let's go back a little bit. Ask him how long he's known her.
How long have you known her?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
He beat me to it.
Shit.
He met her the last time we recorded, episode 59. Which episode? This is episode 60, for those of you listening. The last time we recorded episode 59 that all four of us were together, he met her that night.
Well, he met her when they went out, Chris, without us.
Let me tell you. So, we went out that night, right? I don't often go out, but that night I did go out. We met up with Javi's homie. I'll give him a shout out now. Jose, super dope cat, had a table at the spot, right in the dance floor. So we're sitting there, right? Homie buys a bottle and everything. Cool motherfucking dude. Cool dude. And we're sitting there and we're clowning on this one fat fool. Because he's shorter than you, Chris, bigger than Javi, but he got this little mija that looked bad. She looked bad.
Yeah.
And, like, we're clowning, but at the same time, this fool got some moves. This fool's, like, dropping it down to the ground. Like, he's doing his thing. And, like, we looked at each other, me and Javi were like, okay, I can see why he's with Lil Mija, because, like, he's doing his thing.
Yeah.
And I told Luis, I want Lil Mija.
Mm-hmm. And that's the girl he's dating now.
Oh, shit. So she's a fat boy hopper.
Yes, that's exactly what I said. She has a time. She has a fucking time. What do you call it? Chubby chaser.
That's hype.
Chubby chaser.
Is that why you're wearing your hat now?
No, I just got back from work.
But here's the thing. I want to know is, so you're telling me you've known her 2 weeks, you met her family already, and you already embarrassed her in front of the fam?
Damn.
Yes,
fuck, my boy.
And still there. And she's still there.
How did you make it up?
Dicked her down real good.
That's it?
Yeah.
You gave her that fucking 5-minute pump?
Oh, no. What am I supposed to do? I asked her out.
You actually asked her out?
Yeah.
Like, ¿quieres ser mi novia?
Yeah.
Chula.
Exactly. Hey, chula, ¿quieres ser mi novia?
Ninguém su madre.
Dude, this is sad.
You know how I know Javi actually liked this girl?
How?
This fool was calling me like at 1 in the morning. Hey, tell her that I'm not like that. No, make her believe it. I'm like, all right, yeah. When you call the homie and be like, hey, tell her how I'm a good guy. That's when you know. Because you know usually the homie be like, nah, this one's a piece of shit. And I'm like, no. Here's the point. But Javi, you can't steal the thunder though, my boy. You can't steal the thunder. I want to hear all about your relationship. That's dope. But
me too. Me too.
The listeners have been listening. Oh shit. Oh shit. No.
And they want to know.
And they want to know.
And they want to know
about not date number one, but date number two. Nova.
Dude.
Did you wear the dress?
No, fuck. You didn't even go on the date. Oh,
bro. He fucking ghosted her.
He ghosted you?
Her. Left her on red, bro. I mean, Nova, tell us more about this. What happened?
But, yeah, please tell us since the beginning.
One, I am very sad. I thought I would be in a relationship before Javi. Out of all people, before Javi. But, fuck. Yeah.
We should have made a bet.
We were supposed to go out tomorrow. We were supposed to go out tomorrow, and he said he forgot.
Bullshit.
Whoa,
bullshit.
That's a harsh one.
I'm sorry, but I want more information. First of all, Nova, you were excited about this. You talked about the dress, which, I mean, by the time this episode comes out, the listeners will hear all about it. First of all, I want to know, did you decide to actually wear that dress if the date was going to happen?
No, I got a new dress.
Okay. Two, how do you feel that he left you on red, first of all? Fuck forgetting. First, that he left you on red.
Yeah.
He said he didn't see it.
Mis huevos. Mis huevos.
Like, I sent him, like, a stupid meme video after, but he said he didn't see the message.
Let me tell you this. When I wanted to go on a date with somebody that I like, and I want to go on a date, I'm excited for the date. I'm the one checking up that this is going to happen.
Yeah, you're checking the phone the whole fucking time.
Not that I forgot means he didn't even care to begin with. So, no, like, what are you feeling, Nova?
I think I'm going to stop now.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. Kind of. It sucks because it's like,
are you sad?
I was excited. Yeah, I'm kind of sad. I'm not gonna lie, because I've known this guy for so many years. We've always been very open and communicating. Like, we're able to communicate with one another, so it kind of sucked to see that we hit this point where he couldn't communicate with me, or in this case he saw the message or didn't see the message but didn't tell me, hey, I made plans. Like me, I write everything down. I'm so used to keeping track of what I'm gonna do, how, where, when, whatever. But in this case, he made other plans already, and he said he was gonna work on somebody's car over in Victorville, but he had already
bullshit.
Made plans.
Bullshit. I call bullshit.
Fuck you, Javi.
But let me ask you something, because the audience doesn't know what we know, but I know you. You disappoint me a lot, Nova. Like, you don't know what's best for you. This guy, okay. A little bit more backstory. Everybody that listened to the podcast, they're like, damn, Nova is like she's on this guy. Like, are you sure they're not already in a relationship? I'm pretty sure Javi and Chris could tell me, like, just by the way you talk about it, they can agree.
I thought you were in love.
Yeah, seriously.
No.
But here, Nova, here's the real question.
Yes, ma'am.
Do I have love for the person? I'm not in love with the person. Like, I told him that.
Here's the question. What's your next move?
Keep doing what I've been doing. Like, I mean, it sucks, yeah, because it's like,
if he hit you back, if he hit you up a couple days, hey, do I still want to go out? What are you gonna do?
Oh, I already told him, like, he has to plan it now because he did the first.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
Nova, no, hey, cut that motherfucker off! What is wrong with you?
Many things, man.
Nova,
I need to find me a girl like you.
We love you, Nova. We want you to be happy, and he's not happy for you.
Look, Nova, this is going to sound like we're ganging up on you, and it's not it, but I want to deep dive into this shit now, because do you feel like you need a man?
No, I don't feel like I need a man, but at the same time, it's like, I'm dating for a reason. I want to see where, like, this is how you guys are saying it. You guys are saying that I'm taking really long with these dates. You're saying, like, how am I dating for, like, 5-6 months? I'm dating for 5-6 months because, look, we got to that point where it just went quiet. How am I going to go from dating somebody 5 to 6 months to being in a relationship in, like, Javi's case in 2 weeks? And then you guys find out you have nothing in common.
I know, but what I'm saying is most people that got, like, already dropped, not dropped, but, like, ignored for a date, they just kind of, like, you got to know your worth and be like, he's not worth my time. Especially because you were so excited about the date. It seemed important to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little bit important. Because it was a second date. It was going to be a second date, not a first date where it went nowhere.
Does he listen to the podcast?
No. Not that I know of. He's never mentioned it. I know his friend does. his friend does, which is the guy that I mentioned.
So he knew that this date was important if his friend listens to it?
I don't think so. Because if he would have known what I was talking about the podcast, he would have already told me, hey, I heard you mention this or I heard you mention that. Like, I don't think he knows anything. He knows that I do the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't think he's actually listened to the podcast. Especially because even though his friend does, he's never mentioned to me that he's told him. He just mentions to me, like, I heard this, I heard that. And on one of them, he told me I should have explained more on the podcast of what happened the first time we had sex because he was there.
Oh, shit, he was there?
Yeah.
The homie was there?
Yeah, the homie was there. The homie showed up to the house sometime after we started.
You're going to end up with the homie.
No, I'm not.
Hey, is he the one that helped pull your hair out of the car? Fuck. Is that the time? Is that that homie?
No. No, it's not that homie. Apparently that episode is the thing right now.
So he was there while it was going on?
He was there the first time me and him had sex.
Yeah, while it was going on.
He walked in basically into the house.
Was he recording after?
Mind you, all the times that I've gone, he was never home. He didn't come home. And the first time we decided, hey, fuck it, let's have sex. And he decides to come home in the middle of the whole thing. And he didn't leave. He stayed. And I told him, maybe we should stop. And he's like, no, let's keep going. So we kept going and he heard everything.
Hmm. Okay. And that's awesome. And but I just still can't get over it. So you're not done talking to this guy, right?
Fuck you, Javi. You're the one who's in a relationship with somebody who you barely met.
It's okay.
Because he likes her. He went to TJ to go see her. He went to a whole other fucking country to go spend time with her.
Exactly.
No, but like straight up, like, because the audience is obviously gonna know. Since she's muscle, it's like you really gonna just let this fool diss you like that on that date, and then just.
We haven't mentioned anything about another date. It is what it is right now. If something were to pop up later, maybe or maybe not. I can't tell you because right now it's just kind of like, yeah, I'm upset that we had to cancel this weekend because he had already made plans. But he already said he'll let me know for next time.
I have a question.
What happened?
If he hits you up tomorrow night, I just got back from Victorville, you're trying to fuck, what are you going to do?
So that's one thing you guys got to know. We don't really have that much sex like you guys think we do. When we actually go on dates,
but what if
we
he
don't
did? But what if
end
he
the
did?
Night that way.
What if he did?
You know.
You would say no?
If he just wanted to do that, then I would say no.
Nova, I don't know if people are going to understand what I'm going to say, but in my head, like, you remind me right now of a fucking, like, juicy-ass T-bone steak. Because you're a fucking dog's dream, I swear to God. Like, let me just fucking diss her and do my own thing. And she's going to be there and like, hey, he has to plan the next date. What is the fucking point of dissing you? At what point are you like, nah, I deserve better?
No, but at the same time, it's like, if he really wanted to have this date, he would reschedule it. If not, then he would just leave it as is.
If he really wanted to have this date, he would have gone on to this date.
I don't know what to say on it. It happened. It is what it is. We're not going on this date tomorrow. All right, cool. I'm really not going to trip on it. Yeah, it sucks, but I'm really not going to trip on it. If the person wants to take the time and energy to say, hey, look, I'm free this weekend. Are you free? I'll make sure this and that. I don't see why not. But if the guy isn't going to even message me after the fact to even attempt or try, then why am I going to try?
And let me take you out. Let me take you out, Nova.
Yeah, your girl like that.
Can I ask a question?
What happened?
Do you know what his plans are?
What his plans are? Are you gonna do that thing on me right now?
Do you know what his plans are?
Of what? In his future?
No. For tomorrow, woman. For tomorrow.
Oh, for tomorrow? He's leaving to Victorville in the morning because he said that he had to help his friend with his car.
That sounds like so much bullshit.
I think I've used that one before.
No, well, he's actually a mechanic. This is
me too.
This is his side hustle on the weekend.
So his friend's more important already than a date with you. Damn.
Okay.
Honestly, no, not even that. Let's say he does help dude fix the car.
Y'all about to make Nova cry, dog.
No, but
Nova, if you would have plans with one of your friends, right? And he hits you up and he goes, hey, you doing anything today? Would you switch your plans just to see him?
That's a good question.
No, I would have told him. I would have told him I already made plans.
That's bullshit. You probably invite him.
Oh, kind of like what he should have done when you had plans with him. He should have told his homie, like, oh, no, I got you. That makes sense. All right. Okay.
Anyway,
let's get off.
We're getting too deep into this.
Next week, she's gonna be like, "Oh my god, we went on a date. I'm in love. He's my man."
So, I got a homie.
Bruno?
No, I have a homie. I want you guys' opinion on this.
A ver.
Let's see that.
Who God sent him a fucking yacht. And they threw down fucking lifesavers, and they even had a beer in their hand waiting, like, trying to drag him out, and he just didn't want to get on the yacht, you know? And he was like, God, you didn't send me a fucking boat. You know what I'm talking about? Have you heard that story?
Okay. Do you guys get it?
No.
Are you talking about the guy who's drowning? Yeah. Yes. And yeah. They sent him a little guy with a boat, and he said, no, God will save me. And then he sends him a ship, and he's like, no, God will save me. And then he drowns, and then he tells God, why didn't you save me? And he's like, I sent you all of these. You never took it.
So God is sending this fool a yacht.
A fucking yacht. And
fucking, they're in the water. They have him by his legs and his hands. And he's kicking nuts in the air.
Let me go.
I want to drown.
Peachy Michael Phelps, motherfucker. I want to swim on my own.
So first off, he was just, what can I say? Help me out here, Luis. You know this guy.
Okay, so basically, God is, because me and Javi had this conversation off on the phone, off recording. This homie is out here being a dog. He's being a dog.
Well, yeah, he's in your guys' group circle.
Oh my God.
That's fucked up. But he should.
I'm in a relationship.
I know, but he shouldn't even be out there being a dog. And like, this fool's gonna get caught being a dog if he doesn't stop. And he's gotten away with it, what, like 2-3 times already? And like, yeah. There's been 2-3 times that, like, it's been a reason for him not to. Like, God is be like, hey, bro, just don't. Hey, bro, just don't. And he's still fucking doing it. So that's what me and Hopper are having a conversation where, like, God tried to stop him once. So still did it. God tried to stop him twice. Who still did it. Tried to stop him a third time. And this motherfucker still did it. And me and Hopper were like, God's giving him every fucking sign.
What I want to know from you guys is, if you were out being a dog or a female dog, I don't know.
A sucia.
What do you think it would take for you to stop? What would be the thing that you're like, okay, yeah, I need to stop now?
For my girl to catch me?
No, but like before that, I get what Javi's saying. Like for me, I think it would be like, let's say I'm fucking like tirando verbo, like flirting, and I fucking like booty call my girl, like a phone, pocket dial.
Ooh.
And let's say she hears something, but she doesn't hear me saying it. I think at that point, I'd look at my phone, I'd be like, you know what? I'm out. That was a little way too fucking close for my liking. I wouldn't wait like Chris to get fucking caught. But says my mom, boy.
You only get caught if you actually do something.
No, the homie's out here being a dog, fool. That fool's out there being a dog.
You know what it is. But what are the signs that God has sent him that he's like going to get caught or like not to do it? What are the signs?
We don't know the details.
Everything in the book.
Fuck.
Like, has like one of the homegirls or the girlfriend like kind of seen him like kind of fuck around and like then he stopped.
So one of them
posted about him online. Yeah. Actually,
posted about him, his face and everything.
That's when I would stop.
That's kind of a sign. But that's what I'm saying. Me, like, if I were to pocket down my girl, ooh, that would have been like, nah, I'm good. I'm good. That would have been my sign to, like, you doing too much. Well, kind of like what Javi said. Well, have you been in that situation where you almost got caught because of your stupidity?
No, but have you ever fucked around?
For you guys, have you almost got caught? Because, see, it did happen to me. So, those
me.
Those parties that we used to go, Chris? I was with that one girl, China. How do you call her? And she called me.
Japan.
And I was drunk. I was drunk out of my mind. I had my phone in my hand. I was talking to her, but I was so drunk. And one of the homegirls shows up. And when she shows up, I'm all over here giving her a hug and shit. I'm all drunk. And then she starts walking away. And I'm like, well, where's my kiss? I'm on the phone with her. And she's all like, what the fuck you mean your kiss? And I was like, I was just joking. I don't know what you're talking about. And after that, I was like, oh, yeah, I need to fucking stop. That shit was wild.
I almost got caught at went clubbing one time with one of my exes, and I said, I'll be back. I'm going to go to the restroom. I was already kind of tipsy. I'm walking back from the restroom and shit. I get pulled into a group of fucking girls dancing. And I'm like over here fucking freak, grinding on some of them and shit. My girl goes looking for me. And I'm fucking like in the middle of the circle.
We're all being judged so hard by Nova right now, bro. She just looks at the camera and...
And like luckily I wasn't grinding on any of them when like she caught me, pulled me out of the circle and said, "What the fuck are you doing?" And I was like, "I was just dancing. I was on the way back, but they caught me in the middle." I was like,
"You know why I don't believe you, Chris? I'm going to put you on
blast." Not his fault. He got sandwiched.
No. I'm going to tell you why I don't believe you. I don't think Chris has a limit. Because I won't say names and don't say name, Chris, for obvious reasons. But we talked about this. Actually, we were hanging out this weekend for my birthday. Shout out to Chris for hanging out with me for my birthday. And we were sitting there drinking. We're telling stories. And I brought up the story of a time when we went to a party. My girl was driving at the time. I was shotgun. Chris is in the back seat. He's sitting in the back making out with his girl. The whole time he's making out with this girl, his fucking right arm is over here stretched out, groping the other girl in the back seat with him while we're driving down the freeway. So I don't know. I don't think this fool has a limit of what he will and will not do.
Were you drunk, Chris? Are you going to blame it on the alcohol?
I was sober. I was sober.
Hey.
Okay. He wasn't that fucked up. But have you made a good point? Nova, have you fucked around? Like, genuinely, have you ever had a cheated, basically?
Have I cheated?
Yeah.
I don't see the point of cheating.
Shut the fuck up.
I've done it to where the guy cheats on me with some girl, and then I get her to cheat on him with me.
Yeah, tell us more.
I'm interested.
Cheat the definition of I'm a fucking girlfriend, and like, make her my girlfriend. Like, yeah, no, that's dope.
And at the end of it all, I told her, I was like, she left him, and I left her, and I was like, how does it
feel? I don't think that's really a loss. She got to fuck both of you. I don't know. I don't.
Yeah. You got double fucked.
Yeah, she fucked your man and fucked you. I think she won. What the fuck?
No, she packed her shit, left his place thinking she was going to move in with me. Mind you, she knew about me. She just never knew who I was. She never saw me. But the homies had talked about me in front of her. So she knew he was with somebody.
I think she's just...
And then did she ever find out, like, you were that girl?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just weird, though. Like, what kind of people y'all fucking with?
Yeah,
that's just, I mean, yeah, no, cool. No, I mean, I like what you did, but I feel like she won at the end of the day, honestly. She fucked both of y'all.
I don't know. She went back to her mom's house from living in an apartment with him.
There's nothing wrong with living with your mom, right? Fuck you.
You're not living with your mom. I thought your mom was living with you.
Same difference. No, but you know what? I want to argue now. Fuck that, Nova. You pissed me off for some reason. Nova, Javi was here with us. Chris was here with us. Everybody that listened to this part of the podcast, They fucking ganged up on you for different reasons. So you mentioned it on the pod.
Okay.
Last episode.
Why am I hated this time?
The whole fucking fat guy should feel excited to be fucking a girl. And you can hear me on the episode be offended with that. Like,
who thinks that? I didn't say they should be excited. I was explaining an example of why most men, from a skinny guy to a bigger guy, like...
You're saying the same thing.
And some people take it as... No, but some people take it a different way. Like me, if I can get somebody who I know is much better than me, I would feel excited. But the thing is that's me. That's my... I'm not throwing...
No, but look, let me stop you real quick. Chris and Javi, without like thinking about it too much, is there anybody you think is too good for you to have?
No.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Chris. Oh, well, you're stupid. No.
I'm the shit.
My girl.
Shut the fuck up.
Girls feel lucky to have me.
The way most people took it, because a lot of people had a comment about it, is one or two ways. One of them is you either are angry at fat guys and think they're not the shit and they should be happy to get a girl. Like, if you fuck with the fat guy, they're lucky to get you. That's how most people took it. Wait, that's how a lot of people took it. And the other way people took it was that you're projecting, that you're the one that has slept with the guy you didn't think you deserved. And you're like, oh my God, I got him. And that's why you think some people think that way. So which one is it, Nova?
Dude, I am fat. Like, I know who I am. I know how I am. I'd be lucky if anything. But the thing is I'm not saying in my perspective. I'm saying is it, like, I've met certain people and I did, like, for example, my son's dad. He would always mention his fucking weight. He would always say, how the fuck did I get here? How the fuck did I get there? And it's like, dude, you don't have to be. Yes, it's like, you don't have to be big and feel self-conscious. That's why I was saying, like, there's some people, I'm not saying everybody in the world,
Good thing I'm not fat and I can't relate to you guys.
For real, right? Okay, well, see, well, that explains a little more. Then you've dealt with guys that I can. I've been big my whole fucking life, and I always thought I was a shit. I was like, if it's not my personality, it's my dick, it's something. But I've fucked some baddies, and I've never felt like, oh my God, I can't believe I have her in bed.
And then the thing is, it's like some people think that they don't have much going for them. Like,
a lot of people don't.
I've met some people, like, I met this one guy. Really cool dude. He was funny as shit, but fuck was he self-conscious. But it was just kind of like, I wasn't going to let that stop him from having a conversation with me, because it was like he was really good at having a conversation, but then you would see that he would catch himself and be like, holy shit, I'm keeping this conversation going. And then you can see him physically getting smaller, even though he's a big dude, but you can physically see him getting smaller, like persona wise. So I was saying it like, as I've seen it. I've been with somebody who was like that. I myself have become that person. It wasn't like to be like, oh, everybody's like that. It was just like, I'm telling you from my point of view of what I've seen and what I've been with and now where I'm at. Like,
okay, so then two things. You don't have anything against fat guys.
No.
Just to clarify for the listeners.
You've seen the dad of my son.
Okay.
I think she has something against fat guys because every single one of them has left her. That's fat.
Fucking Chris. No.
Damn.
Okay. Not everyone was fat, okay? This last one, he wasn't fat.
Okay, and then another thing is, so it's mostly...
In your opinion.
Are you telling me that you I think you said it, but I'm just reiterating. So you're telling me that, like, you felt lucky to have gone with some guys then? Like, there were some guys you slept with, and you were like, oh my God, how'd I get this guy?
Even if I don't sleep with him. Like, to me, genuinely, like, to get to know somebody who has such a great personality... I will say I feel lucky to have ever gotten to meet that person and have a conversation with them.
But no, but there's a difference between, oh, I'm lucky to know this person, he's dope, to like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm talking to this guy. There's a big fucking difference.
All I gotta say is there are gonna be some people that I do feel I am lucky to sleep with. And then as an example, if I were to ever sleep with one of you guys, I wouldn't feel lucky. Everybody's practically tapped it by now.
Wow. That's a lie.
Anybody would be lucky to be with me.
All right, Chris.
I with you for the papers.
Since you wanted to get off the topic, come on, give me the topic. I want to hear you talk.
What did you say?
I don't
know. You asshole?
I didn't hear that, actually. What'd she say?
I think she said something about giving someone papers.
Oh, goddamn.
You want to give me papers?
No, I said hobby. That's why they're with you for the papers.
Oh, the new girl? She needs papers?
Damn.
All right, so, Chris. Come on, give us a topic. You want to talk?
No, he's not saying anything.
You want to get off? You want to get off that topic? Come on,
I'm gonna pay. I'm gonna pay for her coyote to bring her through.
You got the hat going already.
It's faster if you just do it through the TJ thing. But anyways, is it, since we're talking about baby daddies and all that bullshit and a half, is it wrong or does it sound bad if you the name baby mama?
Oh, I've heard that too. A lot of people get mad over that.
Yeah. What do you guys think about that?
That's what it is.
Well, we got a baby mama here.
Do you feel insulted if you hear, oh, that's my baby mama?
I think no one forgets that we're like on an audio podcast. She just sits here with her head shaking like, say something, woman.
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't give a shit. It's the same thing. That's my daddy. Like,
you don't think it sounds more respectful? It goes, oh, this is my daughter's mom. Instead of my baby mama?
I think there has to be a level of respect in order for you guys to say that. Like, if you respect the person, all right. If you don't, then you don't. And then there's like a reason for that. The thing is that if you're surrounded by people that allow you to say it and agree with the level of disrespect that you're giving to that person, you're never going to fix it.
I got a question.
Uh-huh.
My, this girl, she said she wants me to get her pregnant.
God damn.
Don't do it. I told you. Papers.
No, I told her before, I was like, hey, I was like, even if, like, I can help you get papers. And she was like, no, I don't want that.
That's a lie.
I told her, she has a visa. She has her mom lives right here. Her mom, she can get her papers from her mom if she wanted to.
Oh, okay.
You've known her for 2 weeks and she wants you to get her pregnant.
Don't.
You don't find something like
just stop
weird with that?
No.
Really?
I got some bomb dick.
Do you think dick is the reason I have a kid?
I don't know.
He said no.
You guys are judging me because I'm on second date. Hello, Javi's about to give somebody a baby.
Hey, no, I'm with you. I'm 100% because I judged you the first time you got with your second baby daddy because you moved quick. we all fucking clowned on Chris when he moved on quick with his ex. And now how he's doing it again. But, like, giving somebody a kid? Just because...
That's hard. That's no. No.
Don't do it,
Javi. No, I feel like I'll do it.
No, I feel like the fact that she's even willing to bring it up is there's something fucking wrong there. I'd be running the other fucking way. Like, you got me all kinds of fucked up.
Question. Did you already nut in her? Is that why?
Multiple times.
God damn, bro.
Javi.
Damn. Fuck.
But in Javi's defense, he's been shooting blanks for, like, his whole life.
Yeah.
Still, no.
That's what I thought too when I got two kids. I don't know if they're mine, but I got two kids.
Motherfucker, you weren't shooting blanks. You
fucking lying motherfucker. No, but okay, Hobby, I just went in on Nova like for like fucking 10 minutes because she don't fucking, she lets dude just walk over her and like, you're just going to deal with the toxicity of this girl? That is toxic, right? Asking him to give her a baby?
Yes.
Already?
Oh, she didn't ask me to?
Okay, to give us more information.
Like she was saying, like, do it. Like, I was like, I'm a bussing you. She was like, I'm gonna get pregnant. I was like, okay.
Javi.
So you both gave no fucks.
Yeah.
And she's not on the pill.
No.
Good luck.
Oh God.
Hey, Padre Nuestro, Espíritu Santo.
I kind of get it because, like, okay, we're not in the moment right now with Javi because we all have kids. We've obviously done it. But we've all been in the middle of fucking raw and been like, oh my God, I'm gonna come. And you just say, fuck it, I'll deal with it later. That I get.
No. You finish, you go to your wallet, and you'll be like, here's $80, go buy the plan B.
Well, no. Exactly.
No, Kaiser, it's $20.
No, Kaiser does not. Don't, let's not spread that rumor. Trust me, I went to Kaiser and I looked Costco and everywhere. No, that is bullshit. Don't.
Costco has them for $8.
Eight?
If you have a membership.
No, yeah. I had a membership. I think I talked about it on the podcast. It's called Plan B, the episode 16. I went to every fucking Costco in Orange County with my sister, and they were all full price. So, no, don't spread that rumor.
My deal is better.
What is it?
So, all right. So, what happened was we went all night, Friday night, like all night. And I was like, fuck it, I don't care. And then Saturday night came, and I was like, bam, again. I was like, I don't care. And then Saturday during the day, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go buy you a pill. And yeah, I went and I bought it in TJ those, but I don't know how good those are. It was $4.
That is a fucking steal. But why did you buy it if y'all both agreed to just fucking do it?
Because he became a pussy.
Because then I was like,
like I said earlier, because it's in the heat of the moment. When you're in the heat of the moment, you're like, fuck it, whatever happens, happens.
Oh, I know, bro.
Nah, but then fucking Sunday night came again and I was like, hey, fuck it again. And then Saturday
because you had another one. See, you're lucky though because.
No, I only gave her that one. I only gave her. She only took that one Saturday. Or, yes, Sunday, and then she took that. That was it. And then Sunday night again and Monday morning.
Hey, how fucked up is it that those pills have fucking weight limits?
Yeah, 300.
Yeah.
Do they really?
That's 180 pounds or something like that.
Damn, I'll need like four of them hoes.
Yeah, your girl is thin as shit.
She needs like half of one. Oh, yeah, everything's cleared. If it's 180 pounds, bro. She weighs like 90 pounds, dog.
Good thing you don't have to take one home, bro. We'll be popping him like TikTok.
I'll go, bro.
No, but just kind of like what you were saying, I don't, now that you say it like that, I don't think she was trying to be toxic. I apologize for calling toxic. That feels in the heat of the moment.
I know she is toxic. I like it.
Hey, oh, actually, that is a great topic. So I was thinking about it earlier, and I was talking to my girl. She's somewhere here. I don't know where she's at. And I was telling her that I always see these posts on TikTok and shit about girls talking about how like, oh, it's so weird when you're like start dating a guy that's not toxic. You've seen them, right, Nova? Where it's like, oh, you don't have to do this or explain yourself and shit like that. And I've always been like, ah, that's so stupid. But then like thinking about it, cause bringing up the whole, I went out with Javi last week and all that shit. It was like, dude, it was so crazy to me because even though my girl's not toxic and we don't deal with that shit, it's still in the back of my head that I'll be like doing something. And I was like, I'd be like, fuck, like we already tell each other where we're at all the time and what we're doing. But I'm like, you start thinking about it like, damn, like, should I tell her? Like, is she going to get mad? Is she going to bother her? Even though she's never done anything to make me feel like she would. It's like, I've dealt with so many females that were like that, that it really does fuck with you. And it finally hit me that I'm like, shit, that shit really does. Dealing with somebody that's toxic, it'll fuck with you. And I can't. Like, right now, Javi's all like, oh, no, like, fucking, she's toxic, I like it. I don't know how the fuck you can deal with that. It gives me anxiety just thinking about shit like that.
And she told me, too, she said that she likes it. how when I get mad, I'm so serious and that I yell at her.
This is how abusive relationships start, and then you wonder how I got there at the end of it all.
It's cute until it's not, basically.
The what?
I said it's cute until it's not. She likes it until you do it in front of the wrong person. Or
I don't think I'm that bad, though. I think it was just, I was just drunk.
But I think that's a good enough reason, too. Like, you're bad. I think the fact that you'll even do it in front of the family is bad.
Like, don't you feel embarrassed?
Do I feel embarrassed? No.
I don't like toxic shit. So I'm glad I'm in a relationship where it's not toxic, kind of. Not really. I haven't been like in a toxic situation yet where to like, nah, fuck that bullshit. Fuck this, fuck that. Kind of thing. So I don't know, man. I'm not a toxic.
It was a little toxic that she got mad at you.
Okay. Well, yes, but it's a little bit, but it's not like something like.
Did y'all discuss that?
Yeah, we discussed it, but it's like whatever. It's like got over any shit. But I'm glad I'm not toxic, so.
You are toxic, Chris. It is machista. You make her cook for you and clean for you.
I wish.
Okay, so we gotta get into a serious topic here. Okay, so even though we all know Chris is a fucking psycho here, has anybody ever realized that Truth is the only one who really doesn't know about the female anatomy? Why?
What do you mean?
You don't want to talk about how you lack in the female anatomy? Okay, I sent something in the group chat as a joke to say, hey, for you guys to learn like how to do the tongue work on the female, right? And Truth is over here saying that we need to talk about this because apparently he doesn't know the female anatomy down there. How is that possible?
Have you not been eating pussy since like you've been 16?
Can I explain myself? No, because this is true. This is me looking like a fool to my girl on the phone. And like a fucking idiot. Alright? Because so there's an episode we haven't put out. We probably won't put out because it was just me and Chris. It was supposed to be episode 60, but Nova never showed up. So me and Chris just talked. We might put it on Patreon. And we were talking about Adam 22 fucking, like, letting his girl fuck some big black guy. And the whole thing is, like, how is she gonna feel Adam 22 afterwards because homie's so big? And I'm mentioning that to my girl, and my girl's all like, what? Like, you're stupid? And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, that motherfucker's huge. You know, her man can't be that huge. He's going to notice a difference.
Oh, so you thought like that shit just opens up and it's like, bam?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily just opens up and bam. But yes. Like, no, my thing was like, if he fucks her right after, he's going to notice a fucking difference, right? Not necessarily that's going to stay open, but it's like, come on. She just got rammed by like
his girth was the risk.
You can't put a finger in there. Hold on, right? And she goes, really, man? Like, really? Like, she's laughing. She's on the phone laughing. And I'm like, what? Really? Like, no, right? And I'm like, no, seriously. And she goes, no. Like, what do you mean no? I'm like, it's happened to me. Like, I felt the difference. And she goes, you really felt the difference?
Oh, I thought so. No, Harvey.
I mean, like, I really felt the difference. And she's all like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, it felt like looser and this and that. And then she goes, well, are you sure she just wasn't, like, horny? I was like, what the fuck you mean she was horny? Of course she was horny. Fucking no, she goes, no. Like, maybe you, like, slid in easily because she was horny. And I was like,
yeah, stimulated.
Shut the fuck up, right? And I was like, no, what, like, and I'm, like, piecing it all together. And she goes, I'm like, no, explain it to me. She goes like, well, you know, when she's really horny for you, she gets really wet and you slide in quicker. And I was like,
so, you never notice like towards like once you start 3 minutes in, that should just feel like you're just in there like, there's nothing holding you back.
Would you, yeah,
that she's stimulated at that point. She's fucking.
I attributed it more to her just being extra wet. So you're slipping and sliding in that bitch. You know what I mean?
Hey, Lucy's over here like, damn, I stretched that shit out.
So, no, on top of that, and then it got me thinking. No, it got me thinking because, okay, so, kind of another topic that I want to touch on along those lines is, I didn't realize now that I realize how this all works, how much, like, pity fucking I was getting. And I mean, in the sense that I guess
you was like, oh, she tight. Oh, she tight the whole way. No. Basically.
She was driving.
Oh, man.
I got a perfect fucking example of it. There was this one girl that I used to go see. And I thought it was dope. I thought, like, she really wanted to fuck with me because she would go pick me up. She would, like, have pizza ready. She would have beer. And every time, like, I got to her, like, room, she'd have ESPN on so I could watch sports and drink beer and pizza. So much so that I started calling her. You know how you give nicknames to people? Like, you know, her name was ESPN. Bro, I would have, for the longest time, I would have swore to you she was the tightest ever. But it was always get there, drink pizza, watch football, smash. Right? No foreplay, no nothing. And then one time, there was a little bit of foreplay, and it was like a fucking geyser. It felt way fucking different. And I guess if I would have been more attentive, I would have been like, huh, so that's what it
feels. You thought she was probably cheating on you, huh? You're like,
we were just hooking up
and fucking somebody bigger than me.
I didn't think my girl felt what I was saying.
Yeah, bro, you thought that girl was cheating on you. She had somebody bigger than you and everything.
But, no, in my defense, you can't convince me that, like, if Adam 22 fucked his girl right after that black guy, that it did not feel some type of way for him. Yeah, you can't. She's all like, maybe.
I'm pretty sure he felt some type of way.
We know he felt some
type of way. No, see, it's because even Adam 22 said, oh, we fucked the next day, and it felt way too fucking loose, but she's getting back to her normal size now. Oh, like, what the fuck?
See, that's what I'm saying, but my girl, Zer, she said no, like, it would have to have been, like, a lot of fucking and, like, consistently for it, too.
Well, it was a fucking porno for, like, for an hour, so.
I don't think that's enough. Hey! It's fucking for an hour enough to stretch a girl out. She said no, not even an hour.
Damn.
No. So, no, you can't change my mind that if your girl goes out and fucks somebody and then she comes back home, that you're not going to feel a difference. You can't convince me.
Well, maybe if you fuck somebody with a smaller dick, you're not going to feel a difference.
You'll probably feel a difference because she's still stimulated from the previous guy.
No, yeah, that's what my girl said.
And exactly you took it as they're cheating.
Yeah, like, she's extra stimulated. I'm like, but that tells me that all the times that I thought somebody was cheating on me, they probably were just really happy to be
there. Or they were just cheating on you.
Or they were just cheating on you.
Fucking assholes. Yeah, but no, I really didn't know how. Yeah, I mean, I should have put two and two together, but then that just leads me to my next point. I just really don't give a fuck.
You just wanted a nut.
Yep.
You get more stimulated.
Did you know that the older you get, the smaller your pee-pee gets?
Excuse me, sir, what? Is it true that the older you get, the smaller your pee-pee
gets? It can get smaller?
She just laughed. No, that's what Christian said.
You want to know what's funny? Truth is probably thinking his penis is getting smaller because his belly's getting
bigger. Dude, I feel like a fucking kid when they go to their mom and be like, no, little Bobby just said that, like,
I'm you're getting serious, bro. The older you get, the smaller your pee-pee gets.
Oh my god. I can't.
Man, you've known me for 3 years and my penis got a smaller.
She's just laughing.
Hey? She said she's not answering. That's fucked. Hey!
I feel like mine's gotten bigger.
You better get extra stimulated.
I'm serious. I was reading something, and there was a doctor saying the older you get, like you get older, it gets smaller. I was like, oh shit.
That can explain why they did the whole Viagra too, though.
The only thing I can think of is just not as much blood flowing to it, so it feels smaller.
Was this a real doctor or a doctor in a porn video?
It was a real doctor.
Was it Dr. Johnny Sins?
No.
Like, did he say by how much?
No, he didn't say by how much. But his name was Dr. Dick.
Shut the fuck.
I'm serious. I'm fucking serious.
Now, somebody Google that real quick.
I need to know how much it gets smaller by, because I'm like 6 inches, maybe. If you lose like 3, bro, that's half my dick.
That's what I'm saying. No,
bro.
Now I'm genuinely fucking curious. Now that I think about it, my dick pics aren't looking as girthy as they used to. Fuck, no. Girls are getting looser. Guys are getting smaller. Fuck, no wonder there's so much shit. Oh, that's a good one, Chris. I had no fucking idea about that.
Men can gradually lose an inch between the ages of 30 to 70. And women can lose about 2 inches. After the age of 80, it's possible for both men and women to lose another inch. I know, but Drew's face.
That's height. That's height. That's height.
Fucker.
I got scared.
Tommy's all like, oh shit. Oh shit.
Yeah, of course. I don't want to fucking lose it. I don't have an inch to give. Hey, I think that's.
I don't got nothing to spare.
I think that's why relationships after like 40, the guy just stays with her. He stops being a socio. It's not that he doesn't want to anymore. He just looks at his shit and be like, I can't afford to get a new one like this. My credit is good with this one.
For every, you could take an inch of height and get an inch of dick, or take an inch of dick and get an inch of height. How many are you taking?
Maybe 4'11".
But who would that only get inches to you though?
Hey. The question is, how big is your dick gonna be, and why, and what are you gonna do to see over the steering wheel?
Sit on my no wait, that sounds wrong. That sounds wrong.
Sit on my dick.
That's what I was gonna say. That sounds wrong.
So yeah, what would you do? What would you?
Oh, wait, hold on. First of all, I would have to measure how far down I can bend down, and then stop an inch before that. I don't want to give myself the opportunity.
You want to suck it?
No, he doesn't want to suck it. That's right. He wants to stop right before.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Javi. Thank you for understanding.
No. You want to not even try to lick it, so you got to make it shorter. Well, than yeah, fucking
I'm
saying
an inch before I can reach. That's like a good. I'm good with that.
But then you're gonna have that fucking. You're gonna have that.
That temptation.
It's so close.
So let's get to the real shit, right? Okay, aging. As you get older, your penis and testicles may get slightly smaller. One reason is the buildup of fatty deposits in your arteries, reducing blood flow to your penis. Yeah. So, like Truth said, it could be the lack of blood flow.
Yep.
This can cause withering of the muscle cells in the spongy tubes of erectile tissue inside your penis.
All you need is la bombita, dog.
Kind of what the fuck am I, Mike Myers?
And then it says, and then this is the scary part for you guys. The erectile tissue becomes engorged with blood to produce erections. Over time, scarring from repeated small injuries to your penis during sex or sports activities can cause scar tissue to build up.
Oh, shit. That's crazy. Hey, I have a question for you guys, the guys. Would you be willing to, like, Botox or, like, blood injections, whatever it's called, on your dick? Like, the older you get?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Fuck it.
Hey, can you put injections on your penis so it looks bigger?
We should have a nurse more often in our episode when it comes to sex.
She's ignoring me. Can you inject your penis to make it bigger? Nope, you can't do it. Never mind.
Just go to Cuba and get the fucking surgery.
So, Chris, you would really go down to 4'11"?
Actually, that's a great question.
Nah, bro, that's like 7 inches. Nah, I'd be able to kiss it. Nah.
He said I'd be able to give it. No, but would you want your man to give up height for like
a bigger dick?
Would I what to what?
Short guy with a big dick or tall guy with an average dick?
Dick's a dick, so I don't know.
No, it's not. Dick is not dick. Dick is not dick.
Dick is dick.
Hey, Chris, I would take her opinion over you.
I know, but Dick is not dick, because I'm not going to give it the same way Louis.
I'm sorry that you're not good in bed, that apparently Dick is not dick, but even if the guy cannot, no, even if the guy cannot put in work, as long as the girl's on top and she does what she does, she can still get that nut.
I'm not going to give it the same way Louis gives it, and Louis is not going to give it the same way Javi gives it. So Dick is not dick.
Wait, I have a question now, because Chris is... I can't argue with Chris, but so Javi, not only adding, like, okay, so if you lose height, you get a longer dick, but if you gain weight, you get it girthier. Which one do you go with?
Girth.
I mean, shit, I'm already fat as fuck. I should get some honorary girth.
Yeah, but would you gain another like 30 pounds for like
a fatter dick?
A little bit girthier?
No.
He said, no. I'm good like that. We know what Nova would take, obviously. Girth,
yeah.
Nova's like, make that motherfucker huge. He said, give me Grimace. Give me Grimace from fucking from McDonald's.
At least as long as I leave happy. So we all know this whole thing of, this is like a thing that I've been seeing and I kind of posted it out there just to see, like, what did you guys think about it? It's, okay, we all know when you are with somebody, let's say the guy's driving and the mom's there, right? You're going to allow your man's mom to sit in the passenger seat unless your mom's okay with sitting in the back, but you're kind of going to acknowledge, like, the mom sits in the front passenger seat.
Nah, the girl goes in the front.
I feel like at some point, right? All right, so what do you say? No,
always.
Yeah, the girl always goes in the front.
Okay, then I'm different. I'm just kind of like, let the mom sit in the front, I'll sit in the back. That's just me, though.
No. That's you being generous. That's you. That's just how it rolls.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how it
should be. Yeah.
Okay, so how do you guys think about this subject? Okay, for example, let's say we're all doing this podcast, right? We're considered truth's guests. Imagine, like, we're all physically there. Do you guys think it's right that the male hides the girlfriend or tells the girlfriend to stay in the other room and not come out? And if she comes out, the guy makes a scene about it. How do you guys feel about that? Like, should a woman hide? Like, should a woman hide when a man has guests in the house?
No.
What the fuck?
That's like an old school mentality. And I get what you're saying. Because, like, there's a lot of times it's like, oh, this is... And I think, like, when my dad used to have his friends over drinking, like, back in the days, they'd be outside in the patio in the living room. The women, which it sounds wrong, but they'd be in the kitchen or they'd be cleaning or doing some other shit. They wouldn't hang out with the guys. I feel like it depends. Like, obviously, I know you guys. My girl would be around. I mean, my girl has been around Javi and Chris. You know what I mean? So I think if it was like a group of guys and it would be just my girl, it wouldn't even be just to keep them away from the homies. I just think it wouldn't be right.
No,
especially
yeah.
if we're drinking. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like, if it's like my cousins, if it's Chris, you know, Javi and stuff like that.
Not even guys, like just that person has guests over and doesn't want her to be involved and tells her to go somewhere else.
Don't hide.
If it's just guests over, no, that's trash. That's something Chris would do and that's not
right. Fuck no, fool.
If you're with the guys though, if it's just the guys, don't go hide. Just don't go do something else.
No, that's what I'm saying. But like if it's just the guys and you have homies, I think it would be a little weird if my girl just wanted to hang out.
Yeah.
Especially if she doesn't know them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think it's just she come out, introduce herself. Hi, how are you guys? Blah, blah, blah. Make yourselves at home. And like, she leaves and like goes to the room, goes to the living room, goes to the kitchen, goes, does her own thing while I hang out with the guys. And then, you know, I call her, hey, bring us some more beers and bring us some snacks, you know?
Hey, bitch, go to the kitchen and make some fucking food.
Like a woman should, you know? You know, hey, babe, bring me some more beers and some snacks for the guys. Okay, babe, I'm going, you know?
Hey, bitch, get your ass over here. All right, I'm coming, you know?
Para el tóxico que eres, Javi.
But nah, like, I think it's like, it's just like natural, like, introduce yourself and be like, go do your own thing afterwards kind of thing. Like, if you were doing
like,
something.
You get it. Like, everybody knows that you guys are together, but he specifically says she's not allowed to come out and hang out with us. Right?
You can't do that.
No, that's fucking toxic. That's fucking toxic. Is that what you're meant?
I think there is a but to this, a very important but. For some reason, a lot of women do not fucking catch shit. And guys, because we know how other guys think, we see shit. And I've been in situations where I've been like, bro, I can, like, this fool's either getting too drunk or just he's a dog or whatever reason. And you do want to tell your girl, be like, hey, just step away. And at that point, you should trust your man to be like, okay, let me leave for whatever reason. Even if it's a text or like, hey, babe, like, just go do something. Don't argue it. Why? Don't make a scene. And then, like, as a guy, you tell her why if you have a good reason.
Yeah.
Just because there are guys around and let's not do it, nah, that's toxic. That's trash. But women listening to this, if your man tells you, like, hey, just step away or go away.
We know why we're doing this.
Don't fucking make a scene. Yeah, there's usually a reason why.
And girls usually don't listen. They're like, why? Why?
Yeah.
Why? Fucking go.
What's wrong? I wanna...
Like that guy that goes, hey, babe, I just got a text that blah, 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 got in an accident. But why? Or how?
Who? Why?
And like, nah. I don't know. I just received a text that he was in an accident. Oh, but was the kids with him? I don't know. I just received a text that he was in an accident. Oh, well, is he okay? I don't know. I just received a text that he was in an accident.
Has this happened to you, Nova?
What, that the guy tells me not to come out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I've had an incident where I come out and I guess there was like a specific person and then he'll give me a face and I'll be like, what? And he'll nod like, come over here, and I would go, and he'll tell me, hey, like, I don't want you over here. Is there a way you can go somewhere else? Because so-and-so's here. Or just go in the room until so-and-so comes here. Like, so it was just kind of like, I know how he is when he's not around his girl. I'd rather wait till his girl catches up with him because she knows that we're all here. Wait till she's here. Listen? Yeah, I just went straight to my fucking room.
Here's the better question for, like, the guys. How do you handle a friend like that? Because we all have friends that are dogs, but, like, how do you handle having a friend that you can't even trust your girl around, like, to that extent, in your own fucking house?
Don't bring him around.
I'm getting to that age, at least for me, where I don't even know if I want to be friends with that kind of person like that.
Chris. Don't bring him around.
Oh, fuck, I can't have Chris around.
Like, and if you're going to bring him around, be like, hey, you know what?
Make boundaries.
Bring your girl.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your girl, like, but you can hang out with my girl. You know, then, like, that kind of solve the issue a little bit. But, nah, bro, you don't want a fucking guy like that. Ain't shit around your group and shit. Fuck that. That's just going to be looking at your girl like a fucking meal. Nah, I'm okay.
What if it's family?
What if it's family?
Javi, do you really want to go there?
Oh shit! There's an underlining to this.
Let's not go there. No, there's nothing. There's mm-hmm. nothing.
Would you mind it if it was family?
Who?
Javi.
Would I mind it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's when you mind it most.
Yeah.
You really can't do nothing about it at that point. You can try to get down with them, but you're not going to tell them no. Come around.
Actually, I'm gonna put business out there because that's what we do in this fucking podcast. We tell you that real. I had an issue like that. I'm not gonna say names. But it was New Year's or Christmas. And I wasn't drinking for whatever reason. My girl was. And it was all family. And somebody got a little to the hand. Nothing happened, but he was in, like, somebody was being completely fucking inappropriate. And I called her over and I told her, let's go to sleep. But she thought she was around people she could trust, family and stuff, that she's like, oh, I'm just having a good time drinking. And that was the first mistake. She should have listened. Like, we told you earlier, no, but you got to fucking listen. Come back. Listen to your man. But she stayed there, and it got worse. It got to the point where she woke me up, because I was going to sleep. And she woke me up, and she was all like, oh, I don't feel comfortable. And then everybody kind of noticed it. There was people that saw it happen and didn't do anything about it. And then the person that did it, and everybody was family. And it was shit. And ever since then, like, kind of like Javi said, it was harder because nothing happened. I couldn't do anything about anybody except don't bring her around no more. And that's just a shitty ass feeling.
I want to know what happened.
And I'll tell you.
I got asked a question by one of our listeners because we're all within the 1990s here. Why are we not married?
I was.
They want us to explain why we're not married.
I was and it was shit. Don't get married. It's all propaganda by the fucking government. If you're happy with your relationship, just be happy with it. Don't fucking do that kind of crap, signing a paper, trying to give all, half of your shit to your woman if you have anything to give, you know? And don't fucking get married. Just be happy. If you're happy with it, you know what? You can celebrate your relationship, throw the party, throw the fucking humongous fucking everything, you know? But don't sign any motherfucking paperwork saying, oh, here, government, take half of my fucking bill. Like, me and my girl make like $150,000 now, so taxes a lot more. Thank you very much. You know, so fuck that shit, you know. No, don't get married. Fuck marriage and all that bullshit.
Let me ask you a question. I think this is the better question, which that is a great question. Whoever asked that, thank you for asking that question. That's a fucking phenomenal question. We're obviously all not married. Oh, not obviously, because Nova can't keep a man.
Because we some hoes.
Because we some fatties.
I've been with girls where I felt like I could have married them if I wanted to. I don't believe in the institution of marriage. Chris obviously just went on a fucking rant on why he doesn't. Javi's being funny saying he's going to marry because he feels some type of way about this girl. But if history repeats itself, he'll be with another girl in a week. So a better question for us, I don't know about you, Nova, but for the guys, is why don't we believe in marriage? Why haven't we looked forward to that?
I'm scared of commitment.
Bullshit aside, that was me. That was exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm scared of commitment.
That's what it was for me, too. I was, for the longest time, I thought I could do better. I always thought the next one's going to be better. And then it did get to the point where, like, it was financial. Financially, I was like, I don't think I can handle the fucking winner right now. I can barely afford myself. I'm not going to afford somebody else. And then behind all that was just, I don't know if I can commit to somebody for that long. Like, I have to promise you that I'm going to be with you forever. Fuck all that.
I quit my jobs. I sell my cars. I change the styles that I dress. I can't commit to anything in my life.
Well, how do you feel, Nova? Why aren't you married? And is it just because you can't keep a man, or do you not believe in marriage either?
No, I believe in marriage to an extent. Like, fuck you, Javi. I hope you choke on that shit.
Fuck you.
It wouldn't be the first that you choked. So, I would like to get married one day. I feel like if the right person came along, but at the same time, you guys seen, like, how many failed relationships I've had. You guys seen the failed engagement that I just had. And then the other one, the fucking dude died. So it's just kind of like.
She said the dude died. Yeah,
that kind of. I know, that motherfucker died. You know.
He watched me that bastard. That fool really didn't want to be with you.
Apparently. Till death do us part, wasn't it?
No, but that is a great question. Like, why aren't we fucking married? Chris, when you did get married, because you're the only one that has been married, why, if you hate it so much, why did you get married?
She was pregnant and I thought that it was the right thing to do.
Whose idea was it?
Was it your idea?
Fuck no.
Was it her idea? Or was it your parents' idea?
My parents? What the fuck? I was like fucking 28. What the fuck?
You never know. There are parents who still,
no,
you know.
No, my mom tried to stop me.
Ya ahora te tienes que casar. Ya, ya la cagaste. Ahora te pones bien.
My mom, I picked up my mom because we were going to go to the car house. And my mom goes, is this really what you want to do? I'm like, yes, mom. She's pregnant and I want to marry her. Are you fucking sure? Yes, mom. No, you're fucking not, but it's your fucking choice, you fucking idiot. Yeah, my mom tried to stop me because she knows, she knew I was not ready for fucking marriage. And I don't believe, it's not that I don't believe in marriage, it's just that if you're happy with somebody, why get married and sign a fucking paper? You've been happy for the fucking past 10 years together, and now you're fucking complaining, oh, we're never going to get married. Oh, we're never going to do this. It's like, bitch, I'm already your husband. I'm paying the bills. I'm paying the fucking rent. I'm paying your car note. I'm paying your phone bill. I'm paying your teeth. I'm paying your fucking school. I'm paying your fucking DACA. I'm paying everything, you know? I'm doing everything a motherfucking husband is doing. All I haven't done is fucking put a ring on it and fucking throwing you a fucking $50,000 wedding. That ain't gonna mean shit in the next fucking 2 years because you're gonna fucking cheat on me and just fucking send me to hell. You know? So,
yeah.
Why fucking get married if you're happy? Why? Like, what's the point of it? You've been happy for fucking so long and now you all of a sudden you want to complain about, oh, you haven't married
me.
You have fucking like 3 kids together. Why the fuck are you gonna get married if you're fucking living happy? You know?
It was a question, Chris. Chris, it was a question.
No, but you know what? That's the thing that I get it. Like, at the end of the day, like, what does it add to your relationship? Like, it just gives you a title. I mean, I kind of get it. That's cool. Titles are cool. But, like, it shouldn't change anything. What I have noticed a lot is people that get married to try to save the relationship. And at that point, it's like, what the fuck are you
doing?
It's
the same thing like how people try to have kids to save the relationship.
Oh, that is one of the stupidest things in the fucking world. Like, okay. Talking about weddings, I do like weddings. I want to go to more weddings. And I did tell my girl, I'm like, because she doesn't want to get married either. You can hear in the background, yes, I do. You know what I mean? Like, we don't want to get married. But I told her, I don't know how you guys, the guys, feel, but if I were to get married, bro, I want to be a big-ass part of that wedding. It's not going to be her day. Everybody like, nah, fuck that. I'm getting married, too. I want to be center of attention. It's going to be my fucking day, too. I want.
And like I said, you don't have to fucking, like, sign the paper. You have the fucking ceremony. Have the father there. Like, get married by God's grace and fucking blessing and all that bullshit. And I have. Not by the governments. What the fuck does the government have to do with it? No. Like, have your ceremony at the beach or whatever, at the park, wherever the fuck you want to plan it out and shit. Have the party. Have everything fucking, like, blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. That's it. You're happy. You're married. Boo, yeah. Wow, yeah. Oh my God, yes, I do. Thank you.
Two-part question. So let's say you guys do get married. First one, do you think it should every marriage, we're broke, so it's hard for us to care, but should have a prenup?
Yes.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Automatically?
Yes.
Yes. Because if I come into money, you're not getting it.
No, we put it this way. It's got to get to the...
That's not how it works, Chris. If you get a prenup and come into money when you're with her, then you're fucked. You have to have the money before.
Yeah. Okay. True. And if you put it on the prenup, that if I come into money, she can't get any.
No, everybody needs to have a contract.
Not in California. You're fucked.
Even if you're not married, There needs to be that breakup money that everybody, like me and you, we're going to start dating. We're going to have a trust fund together, or like a fucking bank together, a joint account. We're going to keep putting money in that. Whoever fucks up first, the other person gets that money because you fucked up. I get the money.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sweetheart, but no, you fucked up. You put me into an emotion of distress. I'm going to spend this money how I want to.
I want to go cheap, but that money's good.
Yeah.
Fox, yeah, I wish we could play this game, but no one can fucking keep a man. How dope would it be if we all put in like $5 into like a fucking bucket and the first one to like break up gets out and then like the next person keeps the money?
The game would be over for nobody like in a week.
Fuck you, how about that?
But we can't play because nobody can keep a man. Like,
I don't like this fucking game already.
I met somebody and we made a pact in 3 years. Nothing happens in our lives. We made a pact that we're going to get married.
That's so stupid. And
whoever fucks up first or whoever dies first gets the other person's car because we both have classics. So I'm good with that now. I got a pact. That's my emergency plan.
I like how you have to make a pact because you can't get a relationship. Anyways, so we're all parents here at Tim Hobby. So how do you guys feel?
In like a couple months.
Yeah, no, exactly. How do you guys feel about mandatory DNA tests?
What do you mean?
Like on a when you have a newborn baby that you have to check paternity tests, like mandatory for every baby born.
Did you know that 70% of 40% of the kids that are born, like the dad is not the actual dad?
That's what I'm saying. So like I don't know what state it was. I don't want to look it up. But there's a state that supposedly is passing that new law.
Yeah. I believe in that.
Most states, if I'm not mistaken, even if you're not the biological parent, if you supported the kid for a couple of the years and then you leave the mom, you have to pay child support anyways, which is fucking nuts. But now, one specific state is passing a law where they're not going to do that to you, which fucking only makes sense. It's not your fucking kid. But on top of that, like, every time there's a kid born, there has to be a paternity test.
I agree with that shit. I agree with it.
But what if you choose not to have it?
Well, I don't know about that. We're not going to get into that deep.
It's their body, their choice.
Well, here's my other question. Again, this is for the parents. Nova, if you were still with either of your baby daddies, how would you feel if they asked you for a paternity test? Just because what Chris said, that 40% of parents aren't even the fucking actual parents. Would you give it to them or would you make a big fucking deal out of it?
I think it depends how you go about it.
Oh my God, here we go with that.
No, I'm being serious. It depends how you go about it. Like, if you ask, because you're really uncertain, all right, cool. But if you, as the guy, make a scene at the hospital to get a paternity test, then that's where it's just like, no, you're not okay with it. Like, Sonia's dad went about it to the point that he physically got kicked out of the hospital.
Fuck.
And he was not allowed to come in. And somebody had to do the test for them. And I had to sign off on saying I agree to it. Because he didn't ask me. He forced himself in and tried to do it himself. Mind you, Sonia had to be under a light. I was under supervision. Like, I wasn't consciously aware. So the way that everything happened, it was just kind of like, it just depends how you ask. If you ask, like, hey, look, I'm really not sure. Can I just do it? All right, cool. I get it. If his mom asked, her as a mom, you know, like,
you'd be okay with that?
It just depends how you ask. You can't go into the hospital and say, I need this done right now. You can't fucking, like, no. Hey, is it okay if I do this? You're not going to force your way in there and demand something because you feel like you're entitled to, especially if you're claiming that this isn't your kid.
Yeah.
Then you don't have the right to say or do as you please.
I get that. But so just to be clear, you are okay with them just like, you wouldn't feel some type of way. Most women act like they'd feel some type of way. Like, I'm not cheating. I know I didn't fucking do it.
No, like right now, Damien's dad when he gets mad, he always tells me that's not my kid. That's not my kid. And I tell him, if you feel like that's the case, then do the test. Do the test.
How petty do you have to fucking be to be like, that's not my kid. You just want to hurt the fucking kid or what? Like, that's so stupid.
But the thing is that you cannot say that this is not my kid and say you want to test, but still come and pick up the child. You get me? You can't claim that this child isn't yours, but you're still willing to spend a fatherly bond with them. And then that's where also in California, if you have more than 1 year and you celebrate the 1 year birthday, but if you try to say this is not my kid and it shows that it's not your kid, unfortunately you're asked out because you acknowledge the whole first year.
Yeah, no, that's facts. And that's what I'm saying. That's trash. That needs to fucking change.
I believe in the paternity test at birth. Fuck it.
And I'm okay with that because at the same time, You never know. At the other extent, it's like in Mexico. You can't get married in Mexico without doing a DNA test to verify that you guys are not related. You have to do that. Yeah, you have to do a blood test to make sure you're not related. So yeah, I feel like a paternity test wouldn't be an invasion of privacy at all, because at the same time, you don't even fucking know.
No, but that makes sense, because in the rancho where our family's from, last time I was there, it was like 20 years ago for Christmas, we're walking down the streets with one of our cousins that lived there, and he goes, oh yeah, look at that's your tia, that's your cousin, that's your cousin's husband, that's, you know what I mean? And we're like, fuck, everybody in that fucking rancho was family. I'm like, the fuck?
What's like, going on?
I wouldn't want to date nobody in that fucking spot. All right, but let's line it up so we can get close to the end. I have a couple of quick questions. Trophies. Javi, have you ever kept a trophy from a girl before? Typically, it's panties. Have you ever had any trophies? And it doesn't have to be panties, but usually it is.
Just nudes.
That's fair enough. Chris?
Yeah, when I used to have my Dodge Stratus, I used to carry around panties in my fucking blinker. Like, well, they were there.
The fucking car probably smelled, my boy.
Nah, bro. And I took my car to get washed one time, and they were there. And then I come back, and they gave me my car, and I didn't pay attention. And I wasn't paying attention, and they were gone.
I'm conflicted, because I think the whole, like, part of wanting to keep panties is, you know, that scent. Because it can't just be brand new panties. What's the fucking point, you know? Yeah. But then at the same time, do you really want your fucking car smelling like that? Especially if you have multiple ones? I don't know, my boy. I don't know. What's the most you had on there?
Like 7 or 8.
Fucking shit, my boy. You're trash. Your blinker didn't even fucking work. You went to the fucking car shop and like, my blinker's stuck on left. Like, what the fuck? Maybe take off the weights?
But yeah.
Some crusty ass fucking things on there, dog.
Right? He did you a solid. I hope you tip that fool, man. Do girls even keep trophies?
Okay, my question is why is it okay for a guy to have pictures or videos as their trophies, but it's bad for a girl to have that?
Nobody said it's bad. Who are you listening to?
It's not bad.
Who do you think?
you keep you. Like, it's not bad.
And if they said it's bad, they're fucking stupid. You're able to have them.
Yeah, that's stupid. But, so, have you kept trophies?
Trophies?
Sweater.
Anything. Like you said, anything. Yeah, sweaters can be something for a girl.
Sweaters.
She's looking around like
sweats.
Shirt.
Boxers.
For a while, I had shirts.
Fucking knew it.
Shirts. Walk around in fucking shirts with nothing on under shirts.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Especially, like, if they had, like, a certain scent on it. And it was fucking amazing.
Bro, back when I wasn't as big, and I'm saying it that way just to give her some credit, it was a girl who took one of my shirts and it fit her tight.
Damn, that was big. That was big.
That's a big, but I wasn't as big back then. It was one of those times where I dipped away. Okay, and for you, Nova, has anybody taken a trophy from you?
So, obviously, I wasn't this big, but before I had Damien, somebody took my C-cup bra, and it was a white one, and they would drive it around. See, he had a nice little Monty.
He pulled a Drake?
He had it in his car, and somebody told me that they saw it in his Monty, and it was hanging, and they're like, yeah, fucking who... I don't know how the fuck he got this, but this fool got, like, a big-ass bra in his car, and I was over here like, oh, fuck. And I was like, really? What color was it? White. What the? I was like, oh shit, yeah, it was mine.
Must have been fun of fucking Chris's friends keeping the fucking in the car. In the fucking car? Really?
For everybody to see.
I don't clean out my car, my center console. So there's like glosses and lipsticks and whatever from like 5 different Hynas that I fucked with. I've been in the car. And then they'll go in there, whose shit is this? I'm like, your guess is as good as mine.
Oh my right? God. That reminds me. Remember, Truth, when you were in my car and you found fingernails?
The nails?
Yes, from the girl that I was with. She fucking left her mark in my fucking car when she was taking off her fucking fingernails, her fake nails in my car.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question real quick. Is that on purpose or an accident? Because my girl does that here all the time. She leaves her hair clips on my window curtains. She says she just forgets her eyelashes are all over my restroom. Oh, babe, tonight answer. Do you do it intentionally, or is that just, I forgot?
I usually forget.
Okay.
So I've left my watch, I take a shower in the morning, and before I leave his house, and I would leave my watch by accident, because I'm over here, like, I got work in the fucking morning. I got to get to work. And I would leave my fucking watch and I'd be like, hey, did I leave my watch there? Yeah. Can you hold it on to it for me to like get back or the next time I see you?
All right, two things, and then we're going to end the show. It's getting long. Just to wrap up the show, we did ask you guys to send us some confessions. One of y'all actually came through. Hopefully more of you do. I was like, eh, this isn't that bad. Person said, my girl had my location. Okay, it's not that bad.
It is.
Everybody should have, okay. Everybody should have their partner's location.
No.
So I left my phone at work to hook up with some Tinder chick. Then I faked, this part I laugh, he's all, then I faked stomach poisoning to get rid of the chick and drove back to the office to grab my phone and talk to my girl.
Smart man. Smart man.
This is, yeah, that's how you do it if you're going to cheat. But, like, why did you have to fucking fake a stomach poisoning with a Tinder chick? That's just my question I would like to know from them. Like, just get the fuck up and leave. When it's just a hookup, just get the fuck up and leave. All right. Well, that's all I have. You guys don't have any, would you rather fuck me or kill today, right?
Not today.
Okay, so shout out. We have two Patreons. We truly appreciate you guys. I won't say any names because we don't do that. Please support the Patreon. These episodes have commercials in the very beginning. If you got this far, you heard it. If you don't like commercials, go follow us on Patreons. They don't have any commercials there. I don't bleep out half the shit. And it helps the podcast.
For those two Patreons, we'll send you one of these. We'll ask for your guys' info. Send you one of these and we have another sticker coming out.
I'll send you a dick pic.
Oh, just a little update. OnlyFans didn't let me make an OnlyFans account, but I found out that Patreon lets you post nudes.
Really?
So, oh, shit. Yeah, so fuck it. Patreon is going to be where it's at. Maybe. See, that's going to be so famous. Anyway, so that's all I got. Chris, tell them where they can find us.
They can find us on Patreon as Truth Be Told Podcast, Instagram, Truth Be Told Podcast, Twitter, Truth Be Told Podcast, Facebook, Truth Be Told Podcast. Snapchat coming soon, Truth Be Told Podcast. And go join because Daddy needs to fix his car because it's fucked up.
All right, guys. I've been Truth.com. This has been Truth Be Told Podcast. I'm out.
Suck my dick, you fucking hoes, you sluts, you skanks, you prostitutes, you number one hoes. You can suck a left nut because Lewis's right nut does not work.
Al ratos, vatos.
Bye.
Love you guys.